Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hello. How are you all today? You're fine? Yeah? Good? Great. That's wonderful. Did any of you get a chance to hear Victoria read about Fenway a little while ago? She did such a fabulous job. Thank you again, Boston Book Festival, for having me here. It's always wonderful to be here. Moreover, in the children's reading room. Look at this space, it's so beautiful, it's so special. So thank you for joining me. My name is Juana Medina, and I am a writer and illustrator. And today, I have with me Elena Rides. I don't know if this is a book any of you have read before. Yeah, and it's also in Spanish. I don't know if we have any Spanish speakers with us, but in Spanish it's called Elena Monta en Bici. And I'm very happy that I get the honor of having the library's copy here with me in Spanish. This is a book about an elephant riding a bike. Have any of you seen an elephant ever ride a bike? No. That would be hard, right? Do any of you know how to ride a bike? Yes, excellent. That's fantastic. Yeah, this elephant, though, has a bit of a hard time trying to ride this bike. Have any of you have had a hard time learning to do something new? Yeah, I think it happens to all of us. Sometimes it takes a minute, right? Yeah, yeah. And so Elena, thankfully, has a dear friend. Do all of you see the friend? Who is that friend? What kind of animal is it? Is it a tiger? No. Is it a dinosaur? What is it? A bird. There's a bird, yeah, and an elephant. Yeah, friends are so important, right? Yeah, shall we read this book together and see what happens? All right, here we go. Elena rides, and we see a little bird, and we see a big elephant, and we see a bike, and let's see what happens. And maybe while we're reading, you can help me bike along. Maybe we can all buckle our helmets with Elena. We'll find out. So Elena Rides by Juana Medina. And then we see our dear bear from Candlewick Press. Elena wants to ride. Elena buckles her helmet. Did you all buckle your helmets? Are you ready for the ride? Yeah, and I know we don't have bikes here, but maybe we can stump our feet. Can you stump your feet? Oh, great job. Yeah. All right, so everyone has a helmet. We're all safe and ready, right? Ready? All right, let's see what happens next. She readies. She steadies. She pushes. She pedals. Are we all pedaling? Yes, she got it. She wobbles. Can you wobble? Oh, yes, she bobbles. What happened? Bang! Uh-oh. What happened to Elena? She took a big fall. Oh, no. Do you think she'll be okay? Let's find out. Elena tries again. She got right on her bike again. Okay, are you ready to stomp again? Let's start stomping again. So she tries and tries. She's doing such a good job on that bike. Oh, I think she got it. Do you think she got it? Is she going to fall again? Oh, no, no. She would never, would she? Let's find out. Kaplunk. Oh, no. What happened to Elena? She fell again. Oh. Do you think she's going to bike again? After two big falls? Yeah, some of us might have given up. Let's find out what happens. Uh-oh. Elena cries. Oh, she's so sad. She bawls. Whoa! She's so sad. What is her little friend doing? Can you see what her friend is doing? Is he flying away? No. What is the friend doing? She stays right by Elena's side, right? Elena sighs. And she sits a while. Yeah, that is a good friend indeed. Elena dries her eyes. Do you ever have to sit down and just wait a while until you feel a little bit better and calm and ready to move on? Yeah, it happens to me too. Do you think she'll try again with the bike? No, she did. And she tries. And tries, right? Elena slides. Look at her. Whee! Right? Elena glides. She finally got it. Did she learn how to ride a bike? That was pretty quick. She flies. She goes. She goes, goes, goes. Fast, fast, even faster. Uh-oh, I see something on this page. That worries me just a little bit. Do any of you see something? What could that be? I see, yeah, she's gliding. She's doing a great job. Oh my goodness. Shall we find out what happens next? Uh-oh. Crash! Uh-oh. What happened? What happened to Elena? Did she see the little pebbles that we saw on that page before? She didn't. Oh, she took such a big crash. What is her friend doing? Oh, no. That friend is so worried for Elena. Poor thing. Oh, my goodness. I think, will she be giving up, or do you think she'll try again? Hopefully she will. Let's find out. Uh-oh. Elena does not ride. She gave up. She's like, I'm done. I've fallen enough, right? Elena says N-O. Do any of you know what N-O spells? No. She says N-O, no. But we hear for the first time her friend speaking. And her friend says, try again, Elena. You can do it. Tú puedes hacerlo, exacto. Do you think she's going to try one more time? Oh, she's tried so hard. Let's find out. Elena dusts off. Maybe we can dust off, right? She goes up and down and all around. And finally, Elena rides. She did it! Finally, yes, yes. Ah, and we did it too. We read together a book. Yeah, we read the pictures and we read the words. And you were all so kind while reading it. And now I was wondering if maybe I could draw with some of your ideas. How about that? Does that sound good? Yeah? All right. So in order to draw, I am going to ask a few friends if maybe you can give me, maybe you can think of an animal. Can you think of an animal? And if you're ready to share an animal, maybe you can raise your hand. Yes. A giraffe. That's fantastic. What other animal? Yes. An elephant, fantastic. So we have a giraffe and we have an elephant. And what other animal? A what? Hippo. A hippo. I love hippos. All right. So we have three animals and now we need three different vehicles. What is a vehicle? Yes.
A vehicle is just something that
on four wheels, or sometimes it has two wheel or one wheel or no wheels. It's something that can transport us, that can take us from one place to another. So vehicles can be bicycles and cars and trucks and trains and submarines and hot air balloons and rockets and airplanes, so many things. So maybe some friends can share some vehicles. Could you choose a vehicle? And maybe you can raise your hand and tell me. Yes. A tricycle. I love tricycles. Fantastic. And we need two more vehicles. Would you like to share a vehicle? No? That's okay. Any vehicles? Do you want to think about it a little bit more? All right. Sounds great. So I'm going to start with the tricycle and the hippo and the giraffe and the elephant. Do you have a vehicle? No, not yet. That's okay. That's fine. All right. So let's start with those wonderful ideas. I'm going to start with the hippo. Sounds good? All right. So here's this hippo. You'll tell me if it looks like a hippo or when it starts to look like a hippo. I'm drawing. Do you like to draw?
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Me too. Does it look like a hippo?
Kind of.
Let's see if we make it more hippo-like. Maybe by giving it glasses. It doesn't look like a hippo? Really? I wonder. It looks like a Hogwarts. Oh, okay. That's fine. Let's see if maybe by giving this drawing, this big hippo, a scarf, it looks more like a hippo. No? Still not like a hippo?
No.
Oh my goodness, I wonder why it's not looking like a hippo. Maybe if we give this hippo some beautiful spots. It'll start looking. Oh! Who did I hear saying something? It's a giraffe! That's right! Very good observation! It is not a hippo, right? It is a giraffe. It is not a hippo, Juana. Come on! All right, let's see. Very good observation. So we have a giraffe. And what is this giraffe up to? Let's find out. Let's draw one more spot right here. And maybe the scarf has more stripes. And maybe a big smile. And her eyes, very good. We have a wonderful art director, very, very talented art director helping me out. And now we're gonna have to squeeze this beautiful giraffe onto a tricycle. Have you ever seen a giraffe riding a tricycle?
No.
Not yet, right? Yeah. All right, let's see. So here's the front wheel. And we need more spots, right? And more spots. And another leg, a hind leg. There we go. And how many wheels do tricycles have?
Two.
Two?
Three.
Yes. Who said three? Great job. Three. Un triciclo. Vamos a ver. Okay, so we need a tail. This giraffe is having so much fun. And so we need one small wheel right here.
Okay.
and another right here. And we have a giraffe riding a tricycle. There we go. I wonder where she's going. There's our giraffe. Yeah. So now that we have a giraffe, I wonder if we have other ideas for the vehicles that we might draw. Other vehicles. What other vehicles could we draw? Any ideas? Yes. A van. Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, let's see our other animals, maybe in a van. I'm going to move this back so we have space. Do you remember which animals we said we were going to draw? A giraffe and what else?
A hippo.
A hippo. And which was the other animal? I think we've read a book about it. What was the animal? Yes. An elephant. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Let's see this elephant. Are we ready for the elephant?
Yeah.
All right. So. Very, very big elephant. Is this an elephant? It's a van. Very good. Yes, it is a van.
When you draw a van, you must be riding.
Let's see.
A
and who could be riding this van? Somebody. Somebody's riding this van. Let's find out.
That's a van.
That is a van. Very good. I don't know either. We'll find out soon enough, right? We'll see. So here's our van. And it is a car. Yeah, vans are a kind of car. And maybe this driver is so big that it does not fit in the van. It is a hippo. Very good. Yes. A hippo. A hippo riding a van? What? Have you ever seen such a thing?
No.
I hope not. All right. Let's see. I wonder where this van is going to. The swamp. This is a hippo. Yeah, I don't know if maybe you can think of a name for this hippo. You don't think so. That's okay. Let's give this hippo a wheel. Very large wheel for this van. And let's make sure to give our hippo a seatbelt to keep them safe from any accidents. And should we give this hippo a hat, maybe? A hat. All right. A very, very, very big hat. Huge hat. There's a hat. It's tiny. What else could we draw for this hippo? Maybe the van has flowers? Let's see. Flowers on the van. This hippo loves flowers. So they painted flowers all over their car. All right, let's see. What? What? Oh my goodness. All right, so we have drawn a giraffe on a tricycle, right? And a hippo in a van. And we still have one more vehicle. What else could we draw? Let's see. Any other ideas of any other vehicle? Yes, you thought of one. A car. Wonderful. All right. So let's finish drawing the flowers on this van, which are almost done and ready. And then we'll move on to draw an elephant riding a car. All right. Let's see how this goes. Okay, so for this elephant, we need a huge car, right? Elephants are big. Let's find out how big this car can be. Oh, this is a huge car. Look at the size of this car. Is the elephant going to fit in that car? Uh-oh, it's going to be a bit of a challenge, right? Oh, well, let's see if our friend can squeeze in there somehow. It kind of does look like a race car, that's right. All right, let's see. Maybe it's a tiny elephant, right? Maybe, let's find out. All right. What? Oh my goodness. Oh my God. I know. Let's see. Oh my goodness. I know. How is that even possible? It's a huge elephant.
You're gonna drive?
Let's see. Let's see how this elephant is going to drive. I'm not sure. There's a teeny. Yes. That's the pedal. Barely fits there. Oh my goodness. Well, this elephant seems very happy, even though that car is teeny, teeny, teeny tiny. And we're missing the tail, right? Where does the tail go? Here?
No.
Here?
No.
Here.
No.
Oh, that right there. That's right. So this little tail is down here.
And the eyes.
And the eyes. I thought this was the eye. He has his eyes closed. Very happy. You need two eyes. The other eye is right here. There are the eyelashes. What else do we need? What else? Are we missing anything? Yes. What's that? A steering wheel. It's right here. Yeah, but yes, that's very important. What else? Anything else we could have in this car? Or maybe can we tell where this elephant is driving to? Thank you so much. Absolutely. Safety first. All right. There's the seatbelt. Yeah, just making sure our dear elephant stays safe in the car. What else are we missing? The eyes are there. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, very important. Yes. What else? Yes. The what? The road. Oh, the road. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see the road. It's a very windy road. He better open his eyes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Watch out. What's happening?
Oh my goodness,
indeed. I hope he stays safe, right? Anything else we're missing? Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Oh, what a great idea. Oh, poor elephant. That would be such a tragic accident. Are you sure we should drop pebbles on the road?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to draw some pebbles on the road right here. Uh-oh, watch out, dear elephant. And maybe, just maybe, we can draw here a friend coming by. Do you know what vehicle that is? Is it hard to tell? What is it? You don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I drew it correctly, but it's a tow truck. I think they're going to be needing that. And I hope they don't need the vehicle that I'm going to draw right behind here. But just in case, maybe you can tell me what kind of vehicle this is. What is this? Huh? What is it? It's an ambulance, just to make sure. Oh my goodness. We'll find out. I think if we were able to see an elephant riding, they'll figure out some way to get that elephant safe. So he's going to the beach. Well, there we see the beach. All right. Friends, it's been so fun to draw with all of you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me. And I wonder if you have any questions since we have very, very few minutes. Oh, I forgot all the dots. Maybe while I draw dots, you can think of any questions you might have. And if you don't have questions, that's fine too. Yes. How did I choose the book that I read? Because I was lucky enough to write that book. Yes, I wrote it and I illustrated it. And I wrote it and I illustrated it after I had a terrible fall. And I slipped and fell and I broke my back. And I had to be in bed for 8 weeks without moving much. And afterwards, I had to very slowly start crawling. And then slowly walking again. And while I was doing all of that, all I could think of is, this feels so hard and so difficult to do. I feel like an elephant trying to ride a bike. And then I thought about the elephant, and it gave me the idea to write the book. And as I started healing, I was able to put it onto a book. And now I'm sharing it here with all of you. So I feel very lucky. Yeah. Yes. Anything is possible, absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing that, because it takes a lot of hard work, right? But trying and trying helps us, and practice makes progress. So absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me. Our friends from Porter Square Books are outside in case you want signed copies of Elena Rides or any other books. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. And would you like a drawing? There's a giraffe, a hippo, and an elephant. You want the elephant? Hopefully that's a good choice. All right. Let me see if... Yeah, and maybe you can finish it with some colors. All right, let me roll it up for you. Yeah, I'm going to roll it so that you can take it home. Does that sound good? Will you share it with your sister? Awesome. That's great. What a good sibling you are. And then a giraffe. Maybe you can draw a giraffe there too. All right. Ready? There you go. You're welcome. Yes, of course. Would you like the giraffe or would you like the hippo? The giraffe. Great choice. Oh, it's paper is sometimes a little tricky. There we go. All right. Of course, you're welcome. You were so... Yes, go ahead.
So, I love your drawing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that greatly. Thank you, and thank you for participating so actively. It was wonderful having you. Oh, thank you so much.
It's not easy.
It is not, no. You got it, thank you. All right, okay. All right, perfect. Okay. So, oh, the other side, sorry, yeah.